Welcome to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, spring practice preview podcast. Ben Carlisle, publisher, BleedTechBlue.com, coming to you live from the Sports Talk 977 studios here on Wednesday afternoon, March 13th. First things first, just want to take a look around Tech sports, men and women's basketball participating in the Conference USA tournament. I know the ladies here are about to tip off here in about 20 minutes. The men will play tonight at 6 p.m. against Florida Atlantic. Spring football practice obviously starts Friday afternoon. That's why we're here. Diamond Dogs open Conference USA play Friday night at home against Southern Miss in a key Conference USA series. Only three of 30 games, but Lane Burroughs' squad would certainly like to start off in spectacular fashion by picking up a big series win against Southern Miss. Lane Burroughs' squad is 11-5 overall. Last time I checked, RPI was sitting around 14. Lady Texter softball also open up conference play on the road at UAB. Doubleheader Saturday, single game Sunday in Birmingham. Mark Montgomery's squad 17-7 overall to begin the season. So let's jump into it. Spring football practice starts up Friday afternoon. As always, we'll have you covered throughout the entirety of the spring, providing daily practice reports, whether it's just a normal practice or whether it's a scrimmage, we'll have you covered. Coach Skip Holtz, 46-33 in his 6 years as the head coach at Louisiana Tech. He will be entering year seven as the head man for the Bulldogs. After the 2018 season finished with a 31-14 bowl win over Hawaii, Coach Holtz and his staff wrapped up the 8-5 campaign and quickly turned their attention towards the 2019 season. Holtz and company signed 16 players as we last spoke to you on February 12th, recapping National Signing Day. 16 players were signed, also added a preferred walk-on in Garen Bonial. They've since added Kevin Murphy, grad transfer from UConn, to fill a hole along the defensive line, particularly at the nose tackle position. Of the 16 signees, two signees will be here for spring practice. Offensive lineman Carter Habick, a junior college transfer, and quarterback Jackson Thompson. This offseason, Coach Holtz has had to replace four coaches on his staff. Special teams coach Eric Link is off to Appalachian State. Excuse me. Dennis Smith has been named as his replacement. Running backs coach Tony Ball is off to UTSA. Brock Hayes has come over from Southern Miss to coach the running backs. Defensive coordinator Blake Baker has left the program to go to Miami to serve in the same role. Bob Diaco, formerly at Oklahoma a year ago, has spent time at Notre Dame where he won the Broyles Award. Head coach at UConn, defensive coordinator at Nebraska, certainly brings a big-time pedigree at defensive coordinator for the Bulldogs. Tim Rattay is the fourth assistant that has left the program. He's gone to the Washington Redskins to serve as the quarterback's coach. Todd Fitch will now coach the quarterbacks. That's offensive coordinator Todd Fitch. And Kenny Guyton, former Ohio State quarterback, was hired to coach the outside receivers. Looking at the players who have departed the program since we last spoke, Xavier Lodge, safety signed in the 2018 class, has announced his intentions to transfer. Quaylen Williams, a wide receiver, signed in 2017, I believe, has announced he will transfer to Garden City Community College. John Randall Belton, another wide receiver, will help out on the recruiting side of things. And finally, starting inside slot receiver Alfred Smith has decided to forego his last season of eligibility. Looking at things on the field for Tech this spring, Tech will return 17 of a possible 25 starters if you include the three specialists, kicker, punter, and deep snapper. Obviously, I think that, you know, everything is going to be centered around quarterback play. Jamar Smith, 27 career starts under his belt. But if we're being honest with one another, I don't think we're going to learn a whole lot this spring in terms of Jamar. If he lights the world on fire, I don't think that has too many folks feeling that much comfortable, more comfortable, heading into the 2019 season. So I'll be really more or less paying close attention to how well does Weston Elliott, Aaron Allen, Jackson Thompson, and walk-on quarterback Nate Cox play. Can they truly provide him with some competition at the quarterback position? So that's obviously one thing that we'll be paying close attention to. Elijah Hines, a running back, was signed in 2018. He actually enrolled in December after gaining his eligibility. It'll be his first spring practice at the running back spot. He'll provide a scat back type to accompany Jaquise Dancy, Israel Tucker, Justin Henderson, and DeAndre Marcus, the redshirt freshman out of Ruston. At receiver, obviously, Teddy Veal's gone. Extremely difficult to replace Teddy. He seemed to serve as Jamar's security blanket. But Isaiah Graham is eligible. The TCU transfer sat out the 2018 season. I really think he's going to be a game changer out on the outside. He and Adrian Hardy should be able to see some single coverage, knowing that they'll be opposite one another. So that will be nice to see. Someone must step up in the slot now that Alfred Smith is gone. Griffin Hebert, inside receiver, made some major strides late in the year, so he could be that guy. Bobby Holly's more of a blocker. C.J. Powell, to me, more of a program guy than a starter, but he can certainly help. And Smoke Harris is just a redshirt freshman. So that'll be something that will certainly be a big focus as far as the slot receiver position goes. You know, maybe a guy like Rashid Bonnet sees some reps inside. I know he gave North Texas fits in Denton a season ago, lining up from the slot position. At the offensive line, Robert McFarland's unit, it's no secret they struggled really across the board outside of Cody Russey throughout the 2018 season. I think Tech finished 111th in the country in rushing. They were just 121st in the country in pass blocking efficiency. O'Shea Dugas and Michael Rodriguez must be replaced at both tackle spots. Devontae Lovett, Willie Allen, and Jawight Stallworth will get the first shot this spring before Anton Lewis enters the program this summer. Joshua Moat and Drew Kirkpatrick will also be competing for a starting spot at guard. Looking at the defensive side, I mentioned earlier, Bob Diaco is taking over as a defensive coordinator. He brings a new 3-4 scheme to the Bulldogs that they'll be looking to implore throughout the spring. It really feels like college football is trending in this direction. It seems like Skip Holtz is trying to get out in front of it a little bit. The questions for me, how will the 3-4 fit Tech's personnel? We'll see. But I think Diaco is known nationally as a great teacher, a guy that can really convey his thoughts to his players extremely well, and something and a guy that his players have thoroughly enjoyed playing for throughout the years. I've seen it described as his defense as being a bend but don't break unit. I would say it's more of a unit that his players are always in the right spot to make plays. But that doesn't mean he blitzes a ton, but his guys are always in the right spots to be able to make plays in the film that I reviewed. Looking at the defensive line, it's obvious Tech must replace Jalen Ferguson along with Emmanuel Turner, Matthew Yadarga, Jordan Bradford, Keontae Garner, and LaDante Davenport. It won't be easy. But this group's going to be extremely thin up front. You know, you obviously have Willie Baker, who looks like he's going to be a great pass rusher after his performance in the Hawaii Bowl. But after him, Courtney Wallace is the lone nose tackle that'll be here this spring. I would imagine Kadarian Mason might see some time at nose tackle, but he's really more of a 3-4 technique defensive end. And then after that, there's plenty of unknowns. Milton Williams, Tristan Allen, Eric Kinzer's back from an injury. Those three guys have seen limited time. Then you have DJ Jackson, Stephen Shaw, two redshirt freshmen that will be looking to crack into the rotation along the defensive line this spring. So they're obviously going to get a tremendous amount of reps, which will be good for those guys and something that we'll be paying close attention to throughout the spring. At linebacker, obviously, leading tackler Colin Scott is back, along with Connor Taylor in the middle. Kentre Baldwin, the former Missouri linebacker, make an impact. He redshirted a year ago. Is Brandon Floyd healthy after shoulder surgery? How will Bob Diaco use these linebackers? There are plenty of tweeners as well. You know, you got guys like a Jaden Cole, like a Ja'Corian Andrews, James Jackson. Those guys could slide down, maybe play in the middle I've read some about Diaco's defense, and one of those linebackers, he generally is a smaller type guy. So I wonder if maybe James Jackson or Jaden Cole can fit into one of those linebacker roles, especially in the middle. I think on the outside you'll see some defensive end types, you know, an Eric Kins or a Tristan Allen. They seem suited for Willie Baker. They seem really suited for the outside backer role in a 3-4 defense. Looking at the secondary, I think that's the best position on the team. Legarius Sneed, Amik Robertson, all-conference corners. Darrell Lewis, rock solid at safety for the last couple of years. Daniel Lewis, I know he's applying for a sixth year of eligibility after getting hurt in the UAB game a season ago. That could provide even more experience on the back end. The big question in the secondary, Tech must find a third corner. I thought Zach Hannibal had his share of struggles throughout the year. Mike Sam always seems like he's banged up. And then you have a guy like Broderick Calhoun will be just a redshirt freshman. At safety, plenty of young guys who will be competing for roles, B.J. Williamson and Derek Turner. You also have guys like Ezekiel Barnett, Colin Hurt. I mentioned earlier maybe James Jackson, Jaden Cole stick in their more natural position. So that's kind of how it looks from the offensive and defensive side of things. Special teams is a huge question mark. I think we saw it last year. Brady Hale had some issues when it came to leg strength, and it hurt Tech in a couple of games. Davin Dyer's graduated at punter. How will he be replaced? Can Brady Farlow become consistent? Or is Jacob Barnes the favorite to win the punting job when he comes to campus this summer? I think all in all, you know, real short podcast today. I just want to kind of get you guys caught up to things, what we'll be watching for this spring. I'm excited football's back. I mentioned we'll have daily practice reports all the way leading up and through the April 13th spring game. If you're not a member of BleedTechBlue.com, you can join us for only $1 right now. Use the promo code LTDDollar. That's LTDDollar. LTDollar is the promo code. You sign up for $1, get coverage throughout the spring. Our next podcast will come after the spring game. We'll recap the spring, take a look at how the Bulldogs performed throughout the spring, maybe some guys that took some step forward. So looking forward to a fun spring. Be sure to join us, BleedTechBlue.com. I'm Ben Carlisle. We'll see you.